What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I got with me today. See, I couldn't even get it out right. See, because I gotta set this up right. Like, I watched her mad videos. And I told all the homies I ain't gonna blow y'all up because I don't want y'all to get hit in the head with a frying pan. That I was interviewing her today. So some of my homies is like, yo, tell her I love her and all that. So it got me a little, you know, I was tongue tied for a minute. So introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, my name is Cassandra Lucas, and I'm one half of the duo Changing Faces.
One half of the duo Changing Faces. And y'all made songs like?
Like Stroke You Up and Get Out and okay. Fooling Around and Other Woman and Keep It Right There. And
why was Get Out spelt like that?
You know what? That wasn't our doing. That okay. was R. Kelly's doing.
So because you actually... could look at it now, like, right, what the hell was that about?
Yeah, it was like a ghetto anthem. So
I thought it was an acronym for something.
Well, it's supposed to be Get Out. That's the name of the song. But it was kind of like the girls' ghetto way of telling you, like, leave me half the rent, but get on out. Don't get me started. I'm just letting you know how that.
Leave me half the rent, but get out. So yeah. I got to give you half, and then I got to go?
Yeah, because it's past the first. So anything past the first, your rent is still due.
No. We got to prorate that.
No proration. Not when you screw up.
See, what happens is, right, that's why those are classic records. Because in 2018, when I bounce, I ain't giving you nothing.
See, that's wrong.
So
that's
why don't
not
you
right,
leave?
Ladies. Anyway. Well, anyway, yeah, see, because we're going to get ready to fight
yeah,
here.
Yeah. So how long you been... singing, do you have like a, because everybody always say I start in the church and all that stuff. Is that your background also?
No, I didn't start in the church. I did sing in the gospel choir in school and stuff.
Gotcha.
But I started really like at home and in local talent shows and in my bathroom, in your living room where your brother and sister telling you shut up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't have that start in the church story, but I did attend in junior high, middle school. I attended a high junior high school of performing arts. So that was, I would really say that's where I really honed into singing. I used to do it prior to that, like I told you, you know, in talent shows and blah, blah, blah. But that's when I really was like, maybe this could be a career for me.
So when did you realize you had it? Because some people be singing, they trash. But nowadays, you know, in 2018, you don't really have to have talent. But, you know, at one point, you had to be able to sing. When did you say, okay, I'm on to it?
You know what? To be honest with you, it was probably... it was probably like Changing Faces. Because let me tell you why. Because I went to, like I told you, the junior high school performing arts, and I give big props to my teacher, Mr. Kurt Forsett, because he saw something in me that I didn't see. And he was the music teacher there, and he
Can
saw
Can I shout
something
out my teachers real quick?
Go ahead. Cause no, you had to have one teacher that
like,
inspired
you. Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That's sad, because usually sometimes kids, you know what I'm saying, sometimes kids at home are not inspired, and it takes that one teacher. Really? They were all
nope.
me?
To hell with
well,
all that.
Well, I love me some Mr. Kurt Forsett.
All right, so Kurt, you know, for her, do you,
Mr.
thank
yes,
you. Thank you for giving us her.
He saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, and I started to audition because we had, like, plays for the fall and the spring and, you know, at school, and I started to audition for stuff, and then I landed a role in school as Dorothy for The Wiz, and I think then, too...
Black Dorothy?
For The Wiz.
The Wiz, okay.
The Wiz.
Yeah,
come on, this
I
is
thought,
Michael Jackson, no, Diana Ross.
I thought you said, when you know, I always think about The Wizard of Oz, so I'm like, The Wiz. So you was Diana Ross. Okay.
Yes, or Stephanie Mills, because she did it on
the
Broadway.
Original.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, and then I think that's when I was like, okay, I want to audition for LaGuardia High School of Performing Arts, and he worked with me on an audition, because a lot of times for those schools, they want you to kind of like sing classical songs to audition, and I didn't know anything about that. You know, we singing, you know, when my father plays on the radio, Marvin Gaye and this and that, but classical. So
what did you sing?
I forgot the name of the song, but it was in another language, in Italian.
Oh, so
that was the first time. It was classical, yeah. And I learned it, and every day after school, I would go and practice and practice, and I ended up making it. And then that's when I was like, I really could do the singing thing. And then we, you know, in LaGuardia, everybody is doing that. So you're kind of like in a world where everyone's doing it. Everyone's on auditions. Everyone's background singing.
So who did you go to school with?
When I was in school, Tashina Arnold from Martin, okay. Carl from Martin, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston was in the drama. Cher's son, Chastity. I know I'm missing Dondre. He's Dondre Wilfitt from what's the who?
Not allowed to get cheat codes.
Oh, he's on Queen Sugar. He was on Queen Sugar. Forgive
Nobody
me, Dondre.
Queen Sugar. Because I
don't. Yes, you don't know what Queen Sugar is? That's a great show on
Sugar? That don't sound like something Doggy Diamond should be watching.
I can't. You need to watch it.
What is it about? Sell it right now. Dondre, whatever. Go ahead.
It's about a family.
See, this is what I'm
it's
saying.
It's a hit show. I haven't gotten a chance to watch. You asked me who I went to school with.
But Cassandra's
I
want to
make
here.
Sure I let you know what show.
Okay.
My friend Dondre plays on because that show is a number one show.
That she never saw.
No, I haven't seen it like that, but I'm saying it's the real deal. It's on OWN.
But that's still your home.
It's on Oprah's channel.
I don't watch Oprah.
Oh, no. Now, don't. Okay.
She going to scratch me before this is over.
Yes, these glasses are coming off. We going in.
So, where did you grow up at?
East Harlem. I was born in Harlem. I actually lived in the Bronx until about maybe 7, and then I came back to Harlem at about 8.
So being a New Yorker, you go to a New Yorker high school.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston is from New York?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know that. I'm not a follower of Jennifer Aniston, so I wouldn't even know.
She's from New York. And it was, you know, all 5 boroughs. You know how sometimes you have to stay within your region or whatever. So we had people from Staten Island, Queens, every place come to this school.
So was it a point where everybody is going on auditions and making it, but they're still coming back to school?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, Jennifer just got casted on something. Like,
because the school, that's what they wanted you to do.
Got
you know, you needed to get a feel of the real world. You know, they wanted to prepare you for that. So anytime they were like casting calls and stuff, everybody kind of knew. And especially like for the, you had different departments. You know that, right? So we were in the music
drama,
department. Mm-hmm.
So if you see Jennifer Aniston right now, is he going to be like, Cassandra, what's up?
No.
So y'all,
Jennifer, because the different departments had their own cliques. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes a lot.
Like we
of
came
sense.
Together, kind of like in the lunchroom, and I would be like 2 years later looking at TV, going, "That's the girl that was." You know what I'm saying? And we were all in school together.
So who was in your clique?
My clique was more the singing, you know. So Tashina Arnold was actually in my school.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, she was for singing.
Okay.
So and Carl too. I knew Carl. It's weird because Carl was drama, but.
You keep saying Carl like everybody.
Carl Payne from Martin.
Cole. You gotta say Cole.
Yeah,
woman.
But his name is Carl.
But everybody know Cole.
Or
Cockroach.
Or Cockroach.
Cockroach.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
And he's
he was
from,
in here for singing?
Yeah, for singing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Cockroach could sing.
No, I'm sorry, for acting. Tashina Arnold was for singing.
See, I got to help her right
Yeah,
here.
He's got to help me.
All right, so, but he still was a part of the clique.
He was part. He
Ain't
was
that funny that they ended up on Martin together?
Isn't that
your clique was, we getting this right, her gang?
Well, no, the people that I know.
Okay. Who was your gang?
Well, my gang was me, Charisse, and some other people you probably won't know. You know what I'm saying?
Never made it to
that doesn't. No, that's not true. Like, there's a lot of people that make it doing behind the scenes. There are
writers,
big choreographers, directors. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to know anybody,
which is slept on in this business, because we think
I don't sleep on it.
Yeah, because we think the people in front of the camera all the time are the ones. No, the dudes behind the camera.
And you know what? Their careers last a whole lot longer. Yep.
So you and Charisse, that's the other half
of Changing Faces.
Y'all went to school together.
Yes, we did.
Did y'all all automatically hang and was cool and all that?
Not automatic. Probably like the 10th grade.
Okay.
About the 10th. Yeah. About the 10th grade, we met each other. And I can't even remember like where. Because, you know, a lot of times you meet people in the lunchroom. So it may have been in the lunchroom.
So she already did the sweet tea thing?
You know what? When you just showed me that, yeah. I'm bad with dates. So I'm not sure. It may have been during school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure because we had our little group then too. It was like more than us. We were background singing for people, going on auditions, da da da. And I think someone she knew Sweet T.
Yes.
And she was in the studio, and then Charisse might have been there, and blah, blah, blah. And then that's how that happened. But I'm not, don't.
You know, it's funny because when I first saw your group, I mm-hmm. said, that's the girl who sung on Why Did It Have to Be Me by Sweet T, because I just remember everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
And I just put her with, I was like, that, because I know voices too. So I was like, that's her.
Her voice is
that's
high.
Her. Yeah,
yes,
that's her.
Yes.
So when what was your first name of your group? Everybody had a first name first. So was it
Face to Face?
Face to Face. That was kind of trash. Good thing changed.
That was, and what happened was, no,
was
listen,
it,
we,
right?
Yep, we was loving it. We had albums pressed up. Sent albums to be pressed up mm-hmm. for our first single, Stroke You Up, and then it came back that somebody, a rock band, owned the name.
Wow.
And they were laying low for us to put it out because they was going to
sue y'all. That's some...
So thank God for Jesus that we found out prior to that, and we put names in a hat. I'll tell you how we came up with Change of Faces.
Wow.
From our lawyer to everybody at the label, us, everybody threw names in a hat, and whichever one we came out with was going to be the name, because ultimately nothing matters but the music, because if the music is trash, it doesn't matter whether your name is Duda or who,
Duda,
right?
So yes. What was the names in the hat?
Everybody put their own. They didn't tell you. So
which,
I never went back in to look
in
to
it?
See. I put, it was something with our names together, some type of like collaboration.
Some Jodeci type thing?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that good, but you know.
Remember Moke and Steph?
And
we're not
Steph.
Dissing them, but we just
No, Moke and Steph was on our label.
Yeah, but remember their name was the same thing like the Jodeci.
Exactly. So
thing,
I did something like
so
that.
So which I would have been like Cassandra Reese or something?
Yeah,
or
Chicago.
That's,
or
yeah, that's yeah. Good thing y'all didn't
see,
do that.
See, that's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying. Yeah. So I think one of our attorneys put in Changing Faces, so thank God for him.
They got a finance fee for that?
No,
oh, okay.
We were all in there brainstorming together, okay. And we throwing a name in.
So y'all had to do this because the record was already went out. So y'all didn't
yeah,
come up
it was
names.
Already slated
anything, right?
For press. So we had to, before they pressed the button to go, give them the right name that we were going to use.
So mm-hmm. if you y'all use the name Change of Faces, but mm-hmm. if you break down the name,
mm-hmm.
was it anything that y'all had that went with that? Because I always said Change of Faces. What the hell did that mean?
Right. It was this... It really wasn't nothing that. It was just that we would be able to evolve with time. It
okay.
was like we didn't really want to. That was our initial
you sold
thing.
It. You
stick
sold
with
it.
Anything. Yeah.
You sold it just
mm-hmm.
now. She did it because mm-hmm. you know because normally I was like Changing Faces. That was like Destiny. So I was like,
what the
fuck is Destiny? Like you know. So
right.
it did. But you know, some when you're dealing with abstract and art,
mm-hmm.
the names always don't have to make sense.
It don't
the
make
music.
Sense. Yeah.
So you get a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you got a record deal?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me. But then again.
Right.
'Cause we don't want to give your age away. You know, women, we don't deal with ages.
It's cool. We was in our 20s when
okay.
we got the record deal. And we were both in school. I was in Hunter College, and
okay.
she was in John Jay. And we would do background for, like, Sybil, and we were in the studio working, honing in on our craft writing.
Y'all
because
did,
yes.
did y'all do any songs that came out?
Background? No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, for Sybil, we did. We did... Oh, my God. You're killing me right now because you know my memory's so bad.
I know she had Don't Make Me Over.
Yes.
She had, she did a Michael Jackson
Let It Rain.
Song.
Yeah. She had a song called Let It Rain. We did background for that. And we did a background for her, the Dionne Warwick one. Don't Make Me Over was Dionne Warwick.
That's Dionne Warwick's song, but
Sybil
did it.
Yeah, no. Okay, we did that on the road. But we actually went into the studio and sung background for her next album.
Makes sense. Okay.
Right.
Well, we did it for Sybil. So, okay. So
yes, big ups to Sybil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Sybil helped us to see this is what we really wanted to do, like, on a like, going out on the road with her and experiencing, like, when she says, hey, to a crowd and you get that instant feedback, that's what, like, put sparks in our eyes, like, wow, this was great.
So this is dope, right? Because when you go on the road, so did you get any groupie love on the road?
Did I get groupie
yeah,
love?
Yeah, was it like men like throwing their boxes on? Well, probably then. Dudes probably wearing Fruit of the Loom. So were they like, was it
you
like
get
that?
Some crazy cuckoos, you know. It wasn't like, yeah, but you know what? It's all love, you know. You know,
she's well media trained because she's supposed to be like, yeah, it was some nuts out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but we saw it more like if we were like on tours with guys.
Yeah,
you see more groupie love with guys than we do.
I want the fans
for
who,
guy groups
the fans who want to that aspiring to be in the music business, mm-hmm. we'll probably agree on this. Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing about touring?
Touring, like just the get up and just knowing the hotel room and not really getting to take in where you are. That's what I said right this time around on this new journey of mine. I'm going to make it a point to be able to smell the roses like every place I am and take it in, because right now all I could tell you is one Marriott to the next. Yeah. Is you're off the plane, you're to a radio station, you're in a hotel, you're off the, you're to the venue, you're back on the plane, radio station. It's just that cycle. So that part of tour is touring.
And the second thing,
no,
is the food.
Yeah, the food sucks. I mean, we spent plenty of Thanksgivings in. Yeah. A Marriott hotel with these instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah, because they think, you know, I think the new artists coming up, they think, yeah, you know, we're going to go on the road. The food is horrible. Sometimes you eat Mickey D's for like 10 days straight.
We ate Mickey D's
and you have money
fried apple pies.
Yeah, and you're like, not broke, though.
No.
You have the money. It's just nothing available to eat. That.
You hit it right on the head. Yeah.
So y'all think it's cool, you know. It's hard. Touring is rough.
Mm-hmm. On the body, too.
And yeah, your face break out because mm-hmm. you've been eating bad food.
And then the dry air from the airplane. Yep. And, you know, it's a lot. And then people's germs. Come on now.
People got the creeps, you know what I'm saying? Got the cooties. You got to walk through with your fingers crossed, you know. So you get a record deal. Mm-hmm. What's your first check? What's mm-hmm. the first thing you bought?
I'm not like, I don't splurge like that. I drove a Toyota Land Cruiser. I had Lexus calling me saying, oh, we have the same truck and it's a Lexus. Do you want it? And I'm like, okay, is it the same price? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, why? Right. I'm like, oh, is it $399? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if I'm going to pay you more just because my car says Toyota, because it says Lexus, I'm not doing that. So I wasn't that person. I didn't have 2 and 3 cars in a driveway at all. The first thing I bought was a home, a place to live.
You still live there?
No, I moved now. Okay. Yeah, but that was the first thing I bought.
You stayed mm-hmm. in New York or did you?
In New Jersey.
New Jersey. Mm-hmm. That's like mm-hmm. my first money. Not everybody, well, everybody was moving to Fort Lee at one point
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
them houses, and then, you know. It's the rapper starter kit and the R&B singer starter kit.
But at least if, you know, go and purchase something.
Facts. So you own something. Yes. So you have equity mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Changing Faces comes together from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get a record deal. Mm-hmm. What label was you on for the people?
We were signed to Spoil Rot and Big Beat Atlantic. So yeah. Spoil Rot. We were signed to Spoil Rot and Big Beat at first. Then... we were no longer signed to Spoil Rot, and it was just Big Beat Atlantic. Then we were no longer signed to Big Beat, it was just Atlantic. Because Craig Coleman then took over Atlantic. So, you know, each stage, every one label dropped off. The first one was with Kenny Smooth, Spoil Rot.
And then, so now you're getting these big features now. Now you're mm-hmm. doing songs with people who that everybody's like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. How did the whole R. Kelly thing come about?
See, that's weird because everybody thinks Changing Faces is like an R. Kelly group, and that's not how it happened.
That's what everybody thinks.
When we were working on our demo, we finished our demo and we presented it to Craig Coleman and Kenny Smooth, they asked us to put a wish list together of people that we wanted to work with. R. Kelly happened to be one because at that time Public Announcement was hot with Honey Love. And,
oh, you want some of that Honey
yeah,
Love?
Yeah, so we were like, we wanted, you know, we just put a wish list together of producers up and coming and, you know, and the ones that were out. They didn't think it was possible, but we said, hey, our demo's done. Send it to them. Let them hear us. If he wants to work with us, he'll call back. If he does, and we'll keep it pushing.
Did y'all send pictures with it?
I don't think we had any at that time.
I was about to say, because if he saw the pictures, he was like, yeah.
Yeah, and so remember, our first single was Stroke You Up, so we didn't have pictures just yet. So that was the first single that we did with R. Kelly, Stroke You Up.
Mm-hmm. And so now, did y'all, back then, you mm-hmm. had to be in the studio with people. It wasn't really flying vocals.
Oh, yeah,
like that,
no,
right?
We were in the studio.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was a difficult. See, these new people got it really easy.
Yeah, they just
email and stuff.
And
back
they go
then.
Into their own sessions.
What was that session like? Because I hear that he's very genius in the studio.
That he is. It was a lot of fun. We went in, let's say, I want to say 11 o'clock at night, and you come out, it's 12 in the morning, you go, you know, I mean, it's 12 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You go to breakfast, you know, it was a whole lot of fun, and he is a genius. And us, when we worked with him, it was nothing but, we can't sing him anything but praises. He gave us hits, and the collaboration between us is great. Yeah.
Looking now, back at the history and where he's at now as a person, does it bother you that sometimes you always have to seem like you have to defend your musical relationship with him?
Yeah, because that's exactly what it is. It was a musical relationship, and he was always nothing but a gentleman to us. So I feel like I don't want to be thrown in that fight, because that's not my fight to fight. That's what Rob has to deal with. What he did for us, we're appreciative as a group, and we made hits together. So thank God for that, and we'll always be thankful.
And it's almost not
that.
Fair, right?
It's
that
not
you're associated
fair.
With. I know you saw him. Yeah. You know.
And we honestly have nothing to do with that. We've never seen that side of him. I mean, a gentleman to the point of opening up doors. You know, you guys hungry? He treated us well, you know, so we have nothing but no negative things to say.
Does it bother you a little bit, the stigma of that's R. Kelly's group? Do you feel like he was robbed of your identity a little bit?
I think he was so large at that time that anybody who did anything from God Bless the Dead, Aaliyah, from Sparkle, to anybody that was associated with him was automatically R. Kelly's group, because I just think his persona at that particular time was just so big. Does that make sense? His brand.
Right.
His brand,
I mean,
was bigger than
ours. It
wouldn't
hurt to be his group.
At that time, right.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother me, no. Mm-mm.
So then you do you do a collaboration with Jay-Z, but he wasn't that Jay-Z at the time.
Yeah, but he was still Jay-Z.
No, he was still dope as an artist.
Yes.
I'm Brooklyn, so we ain't going to, you know. But I'm
love
just saying, he
Jay-Z.
Wasn't this larger-than-life figure as he is right now. Like,
oh, right now, he's just out of the stratosphere.
Yeah. Did you see that in him back then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Another genuinely nice person. Yeah, I saw that.
So, all right, let's keep it real.
But we weren't in the studio with Jay-Z. Now, this was one of those where everybody was doing their own thing. Jay-Z was doing his thing, R. Kelly changing faces, and we had to all do them at different points.
I'm about to say, because this has been PG. It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, mothers could watch it. So you're trying to tell me none of these artists was like, yo, I want Cassandra, and I'm going in for the kill.
I'm just telling you, if they did, then maybe they said it to themselves. Let's leave it like that.
This is the PG version.
There you go.
That's what she's saying. So, what do you think about dating within the industry?
If you want to date within the industry, you can. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. As long as they make it, you know, you put everything in its place. Everything has to be in its place. Because business, whether you're two teachers dating or you're two musicians dating, is still the same.
Reason why I'm asking you that, because do you feel now that people are dating more for stature opposed to actual love? Like
now?
Like a dude not going to go to Starbucks and pick up a shorty and say, this is my wife. She got to be somebody that got a certain amount of Instagram followers.
Now, I totally agree with you. I do feel like that. I don't know if it's true, but for some reason, it's like, you know, it's like you're looking for the hottie that has, like you said, the most Instagram followers and all these people in their DM. That's who you're really trying to check for, instead of, you know, the teacher who...
How do you fight that off? Because I know to this day, dudes still coming at you.
That's normal. Like, that's not...
She's
that's
like, yo, I've been going through this since I was two.
No, my point is, we live in New York City, someone just asked me about the whole Me Too movement and blah, 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 right? And I was basically just explaining that as a woman in New York City, you deal with that on a daily basis.
Fuck you then.
On a daily basis, you deal with harassment, sexual harassment. I mean, from construction workers to just the, you know, and we've learned to dodge and move. And it is actually, it's sad, but it's just become a natural occurrence. And it's not something that we thought of that way until now. Like, it's on a major scale, but it's just something that you're used to. So when I say that, it's not trying to be like, oh, that's normal. I'm just saying it's really a normal occurrence. And if you ask any other woman, go on the street and ask another woman, she'll tell you the same thing. Yeah.
One More Chance video.
Mm-hmm.
One More Chance remix video, Biggie.
Oh,
That was big for you too.
That was fun.
But you wasn't on the song.
Uh-uh.
But you was just in the video. But it just made a difference seeing you in that video.
Really?
Yeah. I think everybody, when I say your name, everybody say, she was in One More Chance video. Isn't that
but
great?
Wasn't everybody in One More Chance? Like Mary, Jhené was in it, Faith.
But they ain't look like
Total.
You.
Total. see, now he's trying, to butter me up, y'all. I mean, he's trying to butter me up.
I'm talking to the homies out there. I ain't going to call their name because I don't want their baby mothers and, you know, I don't want them to get punched in their head. But like I said, when I started this interview, when I said I'm going to interview, they said, which one is that? The brown skin one? Yo, from One More
Chance. I'm surprised they didn't say the thick one because it's usually the thick or thin brown skin one.
That too. But people, you know, well, we're in the day and time where it's cool to be melanated now.
Yes.
So you don't get teased for being melanated. You know, that's the new buzzword and stuff like that. You know, melanated.
Well,
so,
I'm melanated and I'm proud.
So, yes. Yeah,
and I've always been proud of my melon.
But your melon. Mm-hmm. Melanin, you mean?
Well, melanin. I'm sorry.
She said she's always been proud of her
melon.
And I was like, now that I think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
So, was it always cool to be the brown skin girl, maybe for you, but I can remember at a point where the brown skin girl wasn't the cool one.
I never had a problem. I was raised to believe that you're beautiful in your own skin.
You never dealt with colorism?
You know what? I probably did, but I never even looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? If I think back and go, oh, well, maybe this person picked this person because they were lighter. You know, I never, because it wasn't in me to recognize that. Because I just, I thought everything and everybody was beautiful.
Talking shit about me because I'm light skinned.
Like,
I get it bad sometimes.
Really?
Like, yo, yeah, because like, I'm like, you know, that's no advantage for me.
That's what they say?
I don't think they think that, but they, when you're light skinned, they try to say that you're not black.
Or that you don't feel what
you gotta have some type of white in you, like come on, man. We range in all colors. They got countries in Africa where everybody's my complexion. Like it just is what it is.
Well, I'm brown, and my brother and sister are both your complexion.
See, so I can't help y'all. If y'all stupid, you know that's really on y'all.
We're the backwards Oreo.
Intelligence is gangster. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help y'all. Yeah. Unstupid y'all. See, say something stupid so they understand
the unstupidness.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta say unstupid. So going back to this real quick, Changing Faces is a group. Then Changing Faces is not putting out any more music. What was the last project y'all did?
2000 to 2001. That was the last project that we did.
So when is it over?
At that point, 2000 2001, what happened was that's when we were unhappy with the record label.
Gotcha.
And we asked to be released because, like, we were being promised things, and when it came time for the record to be released, instead of going right, they went left.
This is on Atlantic?
On Atlantic,
so
correct.
So who else was on the label at that time?
Oh, man.
Somebody
that
probably is getting all the attention, right?
We had Brandy, we had Aaliyah, we had...
Oh, y'all was in trouble.
Because
what I want to do, I want to educate the people who think they can do this, and they don't know how the labels start to treat you. Like, when you walk in, it's posters of you everywhere. The receptionists love you. Everybody loves you. When they put you on hold, your music is playing. Everything. And then it comes a point to where they look at you like, why are you even up here? Like, who? Your A&R been left. We fired
Did
him.
Did you have a deal too?
Of course.
Yeah, because the way you talking,
yeah, so I'm
like,
trying to,
you got
I'm
it.
Trying to
yes.
educate them on what happens, but they think that you get a record deal and it's all love, or me and the label wasn't agreeing. No, they start to treat you like shit. They forget that you made them millions of dollars and might be the reason why this label's still in existence. They don't care anymore. So what I want from your standpoint, you know, of course the unhappiness, but when is it like, okay, we need to be released because I'm almost ready to quit doing music, period?
That's when it was, 2000 to 2001.
Okay.
Because you know how you sit around, you know, the round table, and you have your publicity department, the this department, the arts department, the radio, everybody's in, and we all come to what we think, quote unquote, is an agreement on, this is the release date, this is the song, this is this, da da da, and we have the master plan. And then when you left, they switched that plan up. That plan is not the plan. We just did that to save face for them because they were here. After that, and after the things didn't go as planned and things didn't go as promised, we couldn't do it. And that was third album. We already dealt with it the album prior to that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, okay, we're not seeing eye to eye. And that was, we were at our wits' end because the business started getting in the way. And now all of you work for, you have an album sitting here that's not going to get the publicity it needs, not going to be treated properly. Yeah. And it just wears at you. And it's like, if we can make a clean escape for it now, then maybe we could do something else. You know what I'm saying? So that's when it was, 2000 to 2000.
So is it a point where y'all say, let's not record together anymore as a group?
Well, at that point, it was just a lot. Even with us together, okay. It was, you know, bumping heads too on certain things. Between that and the label, a lot just came into play, and we were just like, we're just going to chill for a second and see where you go your road, I go my road. We'll see where life takes us. And then that's basically what happened. And I think it was just exhaustion. You know how it is, because you just explained it. So it was a lot that was happening at that time. And that's when we took the break.
So when do you wake up one day and say, I'm going back in the studio? Or do you just stay away from the studio? Do you stay away? Because I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if I ever really stayed away.
But what happens when the promoters call and say, well, we have something for you overseas for changing faces? Do you say no?
Yeah, I won't say no. If the promoters call me.
I'm talking about at that time.
At that time, I wouldn't say no. I would have called up Charisse and mm-hmm. said, hey, the promoters, because money talks. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
The promoters
still got
have
bills
something
and
to
shit.
Do. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But everybody has to do the same thing.
Got you.
So when the promoters
She's
call
kinda
you.
Dope, the way she answers stuff, like, that's kind of dope. Yeah. So when the promoters call other people and they don't do it, then it don't get done.
And then that 2-year hiatus turns into a 4-year hiatus, which turns into a 6-year, because certain things you just can't do, because that's not cool and that's not nice.
Do if you have to rank mm-hmm. your position in mm-hmm. the music industry, where do you give yourself? Do you feel like you still have a lot of unresolved, unfinished business to give the fans?
I do. And I also feel, even like as Change of Faces, for some reason, I felt like we, even though we had number one hits and sold millions of records, sometimes I feel like we're still under the radar, and that sometimes I gotta say that we didn't really get the recognition I think that we deserve. So, like, even me now as a solo artist, I'm making it a point. I'm writing on every single song, because I do interviews, and I don't know if it's that sometimes they think women don't write. I have to refresh people to say, go back and check out every sleeve of every CD of Changing Faces, and you will see that we wrote on every single album.
Wow.
We are not a group. Just because you see us R. Kelly single out, the first single or second single, does not mean that we didn't write. That was a core part of who we were, because we knew that at the end of the day, those royalty checks were going to be how you eat. You know, we were taught that from one of our mentors, Dingy Bingham, who helped us with our demo. He was on our first album with us. So he was like, look, pretty's gonna come and go, but you guys gotta not only sing, y'all gotta get out there and, you know, put your pen to the pad. And that's what we did. So I want to make it a point to be, you know, noticed for what I do. That's what I'm saying, for everything in totality, not just
when you listen to music now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay inspired, because this shit is whack? And I think,
well,
it's so many facts.
Are we saying it's whack? Do you think we're saying it's whack because it was kind of like our parents who was like, oh, what's this rap stuff? You think that?
Nah, because I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Because, you know, and I don't want to seem like the grumpy old
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's whack because everything is a trend and a fad. Now, I don't think we had that back then. Like, we had real talent back then. Like, if somebody was ugly,
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter if they could sing.
Now I'm with you on that.
Now, mm-hmm. If you don't look
a certain way,
you know, every girl got the fake boobs, the fake butt. It's a package that's being put together for every artist that I don't like. And that's what's whack about it. So now you don't even really know if they can sing, because now you got auto-tune.
I think, I don't even know if it's as whack as if it's as disingenuous. I think back then we had real genuine talent artists, and whatever their imperfections, like you said, may have been, we could care less. Because
it's like Bobby Womack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bobby
right.
Womack could sing, but
right.
you know.
Right.
You know.
Right. Listen, I'm not talking about Bobby. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, he's dope. He wrote for other people.
Yes,
but when you look at Bobby Womack, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Bobby Womack looked crazy.
That's him. Not that.
Yo, he was dope. But I'm just right. saying, when I look at people like that and they can make it based off of what came out, his vocals, and you like, damn, because if you close your eyes, all
that's
you hear
what
is
it was
beauty.
About. That's why
yeah.
I even like The Voice.
Yeah.
because I like that you, in the midst of these times that you were just speaking of, where it's all about how you look and, you know, how much
of a butt
you got or whatever. The Voice is a show.
I don't watch that.
Oh my God. They don't cut me no money.
I ain't promo.
No, I'm not saying it to promo. Uh-huh. I'm just saying it to maybe take us
the
back
voices,
in
yeah.
the time. No, yeah, their backs are turned. When these people are auditioning, their backs are turned. They have no idea what they look like. They have no age limit. So you go on there and you just sing your face off. And if you turn that chair around, it's about your talent. So it's kind of bringing it back.
I can hear ugly though.
I can't.
I can hear ugly. Like, yo, I ain't going for. I can hear ugly. I'm like, yo, listen.
I can't do this.
She can sing, but she sound like she swallowed a razor blade or something like that a little bit. I can hear ugly. I don't care what nobody say. It's just something about a voice. It's something about a sweet voice you can hear. Be like, damn. It's like that telephone thing, because you couldn't tell if somebody was ugly over the phone.
No.
Well, I can hear ugly.
No.
Ugly ain't always visual. That's it's heard, too. Like, damn, you heard her voice? Her voice was, you know, kind of deep. Like, she smoked Black and Miles or something like that. That's a fact. I can hear ugly. But anyway.
Well, you have a special kind of
talent.
Yeah, I'm telling because
you.
I don't know of anybody I've ever heard say they can
because
hear ugly.
Because it's almost like somebody, it's almost like when you see a transvestite. That's a sweet voice, but they're faking it. They really sound like this. So right. I could tell when you're faking your voice. When you're singing.
Can? Okay.
Anybody. Because if you can't tell that that's a man, you got a problem.
Okay. I don't know.
Doggy Diamonds don't run into those type of situations. I'm like, yo, hold up. Your voice sound a little too sweet.
I can't.
You got on mad makeup. Dude. And that's it. Let's move on.
I can't right now.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So that's how I give it up. So when you trying to be all sweet and hold on, who talk like that? Because even when I'm in like talking and stuff like that, and I ask somebody for, I'll be like, "Yo, is that your real voice? Don't be playing with me. Don't put on them funny voices. You know that white voice that people have too.
I can't.
I hate that too.
Like that.
I don't care when they be like, "Hey, sir," I'm like, "Yo, you don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. You don't talk like that. Talk in your voice. So when you're trying to sing in a sweet voice, and you
it's
ugly."
Killing me right now.
And I know you ugly. Let me go on The Voice.
Because
they'll turn the chair and I'll be like, ugly. I can tell. You ugly. Straight up.
Oh, God. I can't.
So, have you ever been tempted to do the auto-tune thing and all that?
You know what? I don't see anything wrong with auto-tune if you're using it as, like, you want, you know,
a pitch.
Say if you, yeah,
the
you
correct
know,
way.
Not a pitch. I don't need it for pitch.
Okay.
So, God forbid, I just don't need it for pitch. I
Ooh,
think we
you
need
see
to know that.
Cockiness
right.
came
no,
out.
No, yeah,
like,
well, I have
head,
to let
I don't
you
need
know.
It for pitch. Yeah.
I think I got that part under control. I'm talking about say if you just want a sound to sound
got
a certain,
got
just,
you.
But I don't know if it needs to be through a whole song.
Yeah, yeah. So in 2018, when you're creating the music, it doesn't inspire me. What are you hearing that's inspiring you?
Right. You don't necessarily have to listen to the radio to be inspired. You might have to go to your own collection. You know, we might have to go back to those times that we're talking about to be inspired. Or it could be one person, let's say like a jazz. I mean, in these days, it's only like one out of 10. So let's say like if I put a Jasmine Sullivan CD in, that's inspiration for me. If I put in my old Anita Baker, that's inspiration for me. You know, I have to mix it up. I have to put some Stevie in. Because when you are going back to your collections, there are songs that didn't even appeal to you before that all of a sudden pop out.
Yeah, makes
so
sense
it feels
now.
Like fresh,
it makes
new
sense.
Stuff. Yeah. So I have to pull from where I need to
who,
pull.
Who inspires you the most as far as artists? Male? Let's do a male one and a female one.
You mean like now or
all time? Like who? Like if you feeling sad right now, who do you listen to pick you up?
I can listen to Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye,
because I can get all different kind of emotions from that. Yeah, I can listen to Marvin Gaye, and it's just the smoothness of his voice plus his lyrics. It's
Who's
just
your favorite
whole
male singer of all time?
That's hard.
You
that's
give
hard.
Yours, and then I'm gonna give mine.
That's hard.
Or you want me to go first?
You go first, please.
It's either. I got two.
Okay. So you have two. So then
you
okay,
can get two.
I can have
you can get two.
Two.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. See, this equality.
See, he gave me one and he said he got two. Right.
Yeah. So okay. It's either Donny Hathaway.
Yes.
Or Luther.
Okay. So I'm going to take Donny.
Okay.
And I love me some Luther, but I still have to put Marvin.
Okay, Marvin, yeah, you win. Women, let's do women.
Okay, you first. Let me see what
Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
And this is going to blow your mind. Angela Wimbush.
That didn't blow my mind.
Because of you, but everybody going to be like, who?
Angela Wimbush is like real. Okay, so I'm going to go back to, of all time, I'm gonna have to say Anita Baker because I wore her out. Like her cassette was like worn out. And
Rock to the Tape Pop.
Yep. Two of them. Rock to the Tape Pop. See, it's hard for women because I'm a woman, and it's like you listen to so many.
Don't get
women.
On that feminist stuff on my stuff.
Oh my gosh, none I can't Susan just B. have Anthony two.
Two. We already got one. You picked Anita with. Oh, you talking about the short hair Anita or the?
I'm talking about the short hair Anita. Oh man, Whitney. Let's give Whitney. It to her.
Mm-hmm. Now Whitney was crazy too. Mm-hmm. Whitney was crazy. I think
just that voice is like.
But you know what's funny though? This is sad because mm-hmm. as a man, mm-hmm. we wasn't allowed to listen to love songs and not be in love.
Oh, right? So you had to be in love in order
because
to
it always attributes to man. What you in here listening to the sucker smooth stuff for? But it's like, yo, I like the words. It ain't got nothing to do with.
No, but say if that's where you want to be, you couldn't listen to it just because that's where you want it to be.
I ain't always want to be there.
Well,
I just like the music. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yo, she sound good. Like,
but you should be able to listen to it because you like it.
But I not. Never... But we got to see. Men got a lot of pressure on each other. I don't know if we could talk about that one day. Just like women are pressured, mm-hmm. men are pressured because it's like riding around the car with your homeboy and you mm-hmm. playing Jodeci. Like, yo, that mm-hmm. was two dudes in the car listening to Stay.
Really?
You know
so y'all
saying?
Couldn't listen to that?
Nah, you couldn't. Oh. You couldn't be like three dudes in the coupe listening to Jodeci.
What?
Just nah, because it's like me and the homie, we riding, listening to Drew Hill, sleeping in my bed. So it's just like, yo, why them two dudes was together listening to Jodeci and Drew Hill? But y'all could
but
sit
who
there.
Could you listen to?
You had to listen to rap.
What?
Yeah, or it had to be. Now R&B is different because it's very vulgar and disrespectful.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A whole
now
thing.
You know yes. It's like you know, say ah, you know,
and that's what I feel like. Yeah. I feel like there's a wide open lane for love, bringing love back, bringing sexy back. That's
but
where
who,
I'm
but
at.
But who loves anymore?
Well, we're gonna start to.
I mean, I'm with you.
We're gonna start
I think it's
to,
a great thing,
and we
love.
Have to promote it. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, we'll stay right here in this. What you talking about? This
yeah,
because
I couldn't even. I used to like come and talk to me.
Yes,
especially the one with impeach the president Jones. But I couldn't be in the whip listening to it with somebody. They're like, mm-hmm. yo, y'all niggas listening to Jodeci for? Mm-hmm. Don't want some Coogee rap or something like that. But y'all could sit there and sing Babyface and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It could be 10 girls in the room singing. But if we all was in the room 10 deep.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Singing
all
Kelly,
singing
they like, yo, y'all dudes is weird. And I ain't going front. I'd be like, yo, y'all here singing all that for, man. Y'all, something ain't right with y'all, you know. So
yeah,
it's the pressure
so
of being.
I feel bad.
Yeah, we got.
We had a lot of good times
we got deprived.
Having singing
I still ain't
parties.
Doing it, though. Still ain't doing it. I don't advise nobody. But now dudes is together singing stuff.
But you
no
said it's vulgar, so they probably, you know.
They will sing it yeah. now, though. Mm-hmm. But who is really singing anymore? I think R. Kelly started that whole rap singing thing where he's not really singing.
What, like, this is the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you think he started that?
I mean, well, Lenny Williams started a certain style of it.
Uh-huh.
But just the whole, like, when you listen to Usher Confessions album,
uh-huh.
a lot of the way the lyrics are, the mm-hmm. way the cadence is mm-hmm. not singing. Because, you know, a bar of singing is really like, it's like four lines is a verse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now it's all these words in there. It wasn't always like that.
Mm.
So now when you're writing, you got all these words in there, and it's like, who's really holding notes and singing?
Well, Destiny's Child. Remember when they first had that? They, you mean that whole fast, like syncopation
kind of
thing?
But R. Kelly predates them. Mm.
But yeah. Did he do Ignition before they did that? Yeah, The Writing's on the Wall. Did he do...
I don't know. I never.
I'm not.
To Destiny,
I'm not good with time, but I'm just saying.
Hold on. How you a woman not good with time? Y'all
not
everything.
With yeah. Not
y'all
not
be
dates.
Like, oh, what's today?
I remember like
oh, my
what you had on when
days.
I yeah.
Like, who know when they gonna start bleeding? Like who knows that?
I remember what you had on when I cussed you out, but I can't remember the exact.
Oh, so you
date.
Don't remember when you met a particular guy when y'all dated another?
I'll probably remember when I met them, but I wouldn't remember the date. I'm not that. detailed with that. Like, it was September 2nd, 5 Damn. O'clock. No. Mm-mm.
She got an ice box in her chest. Whoa. So, 2018, mm-hmm. we here. Mm-hmm. What you got going on?
Well, God is good, and I got a new project coming out, a solo project.
I thought it was called God is Good, and I'm like, oh.
Well, he is. It could okay. be called that. Don't play with my God, because I don't want him doing nothing to us. We got to keep it moving and right. going. But,
so, next
yeah.
to me, I get struck. Yeah,
yeah, no, you know, you stay over there. Then. So we have a new project coming out in the spring, mm-hmm. and I haven't titled it yet, but it's all about love. It's about that lane. I think it's about that time that we, you know, get back our grown and sexy music, and stop singing about this ratchet stuff. You know ratchet. What I mean?
Well, what's ratchet in your opinion, though?
Don't get me started. I'm not doing that. But we know. You know.
I do.
You know.
So you just don't want to diss nobody. It's okay to diss people.
Yeah, because
I'm
that's their artistry, though. That's their artistry, and I can't.
But you know, it's also the labels,
though.
Yeah, they're promoting. Because the labels want copycats of this person had a hit song.
That's been back.
So we need that.
In the time. They told us, you know how many labels slammed the door and changed the face fist because we were only a duo, and at that time it was En Vogue, TLC, SWV. It was all three girls groups, and it was like two girls are just not enough to look at. Been through that before. Been there, done that.
I wouldn't put y'all in the category of En Vogue or TLC. I've met nothing like them. Maybe.
No, I'm talking about
the image.
They wanted. Yeah,
the image.
They wanted.
Did y'all ever have a third girl?
No.
Mm-mm. Did y'all ever think about having a third girl?
Well, I mean, we were in little groups in and out of high school, but they never worked. So once we decided to do duo, it was straight duo from then on.
What's your social media?
Okay, my social media for IG and Facebook is I Am Cassandra Lucas.
Is it you or is it some dude in sweatpants on there?
It's me.
Because, you know, you be on there sending her like, yo, you so beautiful, I love you. And he's sitting there playing pocket pool, answering you, knowing that you a fiend, and you've been talking to a guy. Horrible. But she said it's her, though.
And my Twitter is Cassandra of CF.
She's not. That's not her on Twitter, because she didn't even know it. So we.
I really don't. I'm starting to learn all handles and everything.
She knew the IG. Mm-hmm. She knew the Facebook. But the Twitter, she said... of CF, so that's not her.
See? Okay.
So stop tweeting her. You can follow her.
Believe him.
Yeah. So IG, what's the craziest DM you got?
I don't even.
Do you have you over opened your DM and a dude just send you his jumper?
You, there it is.
Send me that and die. Anyway. Is it? Mm-hmm. That's weird, though, right? Mm-hmm.
Just this world we're in is weird. Like, remember, when we were out, it wasn't all of this social media and all this stuff. So this is just a whole new thing for me. And I'm not really, like...
Tech savvy?
I'm not on there like that. This is for the love of what I do.
You still got, like, a Commodore 64 and all that stuff?
Yep, I still have a...
You still playing ColecoVision?
No, I still have... What's those two-way?
Okay. The album is coming in spring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Independent. Mm-hmm. So that means all digital platforms, though, yep. right? All
mm-hmm.
How did you take to the whole streaming thing? Is it weird?
It definitely is weird for me.
Like, yo, where my check, man? I sold some records. Yes, like, no, you didn't. You streamed some records, and that 4,000 stream equals
$1
sale.
Huh? How about $1? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, everything's different. But you know what? I'm in it now, so I have to, like you said, learn it and, you know, deal with, especially the whole IG, and I just don't want it to be a popularity contest. It needs to be about what you're doing.
I don't like? I don't like that with Instagram, mm-hmm. the fact that you give people access to you,
mm-hmm.
and they use the access that you give them to tell you how much that they don't like you.
Yeah, but like, you're not gonna do like you said. Yeah. This is my page.
Yeah, so why
I'm
you
supposed
on my,
to
why on
my page? There you go.
Why? What's the point?
That's blocking.
I have people all the time say to me, "Yo, when I see you, I'm gonna slap you. I'm gonna do this."
What?
I'll be like, "Yo, I'm gonna be at Atlantic Center in an hour. Please come slap me," because I probably need to get slapped every now and again. But you not gonna do it, you know?
It's just a lot of bullying. Like a lot
I ain't gonna
of,
say bullying because
no,
bullying,
no,
bullying
not
is
to
cool.
You, not, right,
bullying is cool, though.
No. We getting ready to cut this interview.
No, we not talking about
kids. Bullying is not cool. Do not listen to him.
When I got punched in my chest when mm-hmm. I was little, it made me tough. Okay.
But that
I'm not talking about bullying based off of your appearance, mm-hmm. based off of your race, a nationality. I'm just talking about sometimes
based off somebody punching you in the chest.
Yeah, because you got to get rough as a little boy. You mm-hmm. know, you got to learn how to fight.
Well, you're talking about it from a boy's perspective. I'm from just telling y'all, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't bully.
No.
It's not cute. That's what I'm saying. It's not nice. Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
But can you be bullied as an adult?
Well, I guess you can at any age.
Try bullying me. Where my knife? I stab you through IG. So, Miss, I'm not going to put her on blast. She didn't send me the music. So I can't tell you that I heard nothing. But I'll get it, though.
Look at her.
Look, she about to throw something at me.
Look at her.
My grandmother used to have this white shoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you did stuff, somehow the white shoe hit you. Mm-hmm. It turned corners and stuff.
It ricocheted to
yeah, like yeah. Like mm-hmm. So she just gave me that look of the white shoe. Mm-hmm. I just got shook.
And that white shoe's probably in that pocketbook, so you better stop.
Yeah, I'm shook. So that new album is coming. Uh-huh, any visuals done?
Yeah. No, in terms of. Videos, not yet.
So everything is fresh and new. Mm-hmm. So by the time this comes out,
but Give Love a Chance video is done without me in it because it didn't need me in it because it's about what's going on in our crazy world today with your president or whoever's president that is because that ain't my president. No.
I don't know that.
Just I don't, me neither. So with that being said, that it's a very powerful visual. So you can go to YouTube and check it out, please.
Do you? No, I don't want you to get all politically, because people, politically, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get all politically.
See, but I didn't correct you. I just let you do, because I knew what you were saying. You know?
Because sometimes I think when we speak from a political standpoint mm-hmm. and we give our opinion, mm-hmm. people tend to take it out on your artistry.
Mm, it's okay.
But I'm...
For me to say.
This is called Doggy Diamonds No mm-hmm. Filter, so y'all mm-hmm. know I have no filter. I say what I want, when mm-hmm. I want. If you don't like it, go watch something else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in shock?
Oh, my God.
You already know what I'm about to say. That this individual is really president.
I can't believe it.
Listen.
I cannot. Every day is like, you're pinching yourself like, really? I think he's embarrassing us so bad. Like, they're looking at America laughing.
I think America was already embarrassed, though. Because this is the same country that used to spray people with hoses and the whole world saw it. So, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we were going up the hill. Somehow.
No, I think what people around the world are saying,
mm-hmm.
did y'all really elect an idiot? So they start looking at us all as a collective like we like it. But I will say this. Think how much Hillary was hated that mm-hmm. people rather had him than her, though.
No, but she did win the popular vote. So then the popular vote is the people. So people would have rather her than him.
But the Electoral College
is made up. Yeah, but
the
popular vote is the people. So
but Hillary is foul too, though.
Yeah, listen. Hillary is foul.
Ask the people in Haiti what they did with all that donation money. Hillary mm-hmm. is foul. Ask about the three strike rules. Mm-hmm. Clinton. Mm-hmm. Clinton got topping. He didn't even respect the White mm-hmm. House.
I can't.
He got dome in the White House.
It's still not the same. Not this.
I mean, you either not get this. Dome or you got this dude this that just say that. He woke up to women and grab them by they. I'm like, yo. But the women still voted for him, though.
Not what women?
Voted for Trump.
What women? Not
the
us.
The lighter women.
Not us.
Okay. What about them two black women who be rallying for Trump? You ever saw them?
Which ones?
It's two black women.
Mm-hmm.
They a little, you know, fluffy, as you know. And they like going crazy talking about Trump. Look them up.
Mm-mm.
I want to say to both of y'all.
I don't.
Word.
I don't even want to look them up because then that's another.
They really
eye
be rallying
on them.
For Trump.
Mm.
Facts.
God bless them.
What about the sheriff?
Oh.
You ain't know what I'm talking about, right?
What about the pastor?
Which pastor? Because I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they on the take anyway, though.
Mm-hmm.
You slip them a little bit money.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed in Mike Tyson. Don't punch me in the face, though. Because I don't play with Mike. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's Brooklyn. Mike's still about that life. But I was disappointed in Mike Tyson when he kind of endorsed Trump a little bit. Because I don't like how Trump did the Central Park Five. See, people keep forgetting about mm-hmm. what he said about the Central Park mm-hmm. Five. And he took out a big ad in the paper condemning him. Mm-hmm. And they wasn't even guilty.
They wasn't guilty.
And he still never apologized.
Mm-hmm.
I said his name. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
That dude. Yeah. The
but
one with the Playboy model wife.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle never took her clothes off. Mm-hmm. And they call her all types of stuff. They even, did you ever see the conspiracy where they were saying she's really a man?
Oh, that was one too, huh? Yeah. No, I didn't see that. Thank God I didn't.
She was always classy, elegant.
Yes.
And towards the end of their tenure, somehow her derriere was just, you know, profound and perky.
I can't, Michelle.
But she was classy though. Right. That's what I'm saying. But this chick wasn't even in the White House, and we seen her in her birthday suit. Think about that. Mm. So they just disgraced the White House all around. They gonna have to call a cleaning company. Facts. I say call Cleo and them from Set It Off to come clean it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to have to do. So the album is coming, spring. We always got to go back to the album.
Yes.
The album is coming out in spring. I'm a troublemaker. The album is coming in spring. You out here right now. Mm-hmm. You're from here, but you're doing a bunch of promo for other things. Tell the people about that.
Well, it's actually tomorrow.
Ain't coming out tomorrow, but tomorrow.
When is this? When are we airing?
We look them out February 1st.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to say, well, while I'm here for promo, I'm doing BB Kings.
You don't have to
do dates. I'm doing BB Kings. I'm doing some other interviews, aside from the most important interview, which is with you.
See? And she's not lying, though. See, I believe her. The Twitter, full of shit. But that right there, that's the truth.
Exactly.
That was the truth. Go ahead.
I'm with ABC, with Sandra Bookman. So I'm just super excited because I just think now is the time. I think it's recycling. I think a lot of even acts from back then are coming back out. Nostalgia. Yes.
We got to change the narrative. We can't be using like old school and
the nostalgia. There you go. Right.
You know, the true people, the talented.
Ooh.
Because a lot of y'all can't sing.
He said it. But hey. I'm happy though because you hate to see talent just, you know, sit dormant for no reason. Like, it should be no reason why.
And I'm pretty sure the dudes out there is going to be so happy to see you back on the market.
And I hope singing. The ladies too. Hello. We did our women anthems, and I'm still that girl.
Yeah, she's talking about get out and leave half the rent. I ain't forget about
I'm
that.
I'm still that girl. I am a woman, so me and my sisters could jam to, you know, to my stuff. So I'm excited, and I hope when you guys hear the project, you'll be just as excited.
How important is charity to you?
Charity is very important. Well, for Give Love a Chance, speaking of charity.
See how I segue right into that? I'm dope. Hold on, let me chill for a minute.
For Give Love a Chance. Oh, you want to chill? All
right. Yeah,
tell me when you're ready.
No, you go ahead.
You good? All right. So, right, for Give Love a Chance, I wanted to at least lend my voice to help in some way. So the sales proceeds will go. I partner with directrelief.org so that we can help still those hurricane victims. They have from St. Thomas to Puerto Rico. People still have no homes, no lights,
crazy.
Cars. It's just insane. And they're living like this. And this, how long ago was this?
Yeah.
So it's my thing is if whatever I can do, be it through streams or actual physical sales and help, that's where I'm at. So it is important. I think we're at a stage in our life where we need to give back.
Very honorable.
Yes.
Very honorable. Yeah. So now I believe her now. She was once a liar in my eyes. But now I believe her because she's doing things for charity that wealthy people are not even doing. And she's donating her art to charity. Which is very honorable. So,
thank you.
In helping her via streaming, purchase, or whatever, you're helping the people.
Please.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And that's going to be available.
It's available right now on all streaming
formats.
Yeah,
so by the time this comes out, it's available right now.
It's there. Yes. Every place. Apple Music, iTunes, it's available.
So, please. All right, last question.
Okay.
Being a female artist. Mm-hmm. How much maintenance goes into this?
I know.
Because I know for me, under here, I got my stocking cap on. Uh-huh. You know?
You got your fly glasses, though. That's maintenance.
Got my glasses. No, not really. I just pulled them out the case, wipe them off a little bit. I got some sneakers on, you know.
Yeah, but those sneakers probably.
Nah, they, you know. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't got my black-owned sneakers on today. Shout out to Nagaz, too.
Oh, okay. Like
I wear a lot of black-owned stuff.
That's awesome.
That's all
support.
I wear. This is the first time I got on Michael Myers because I felt like a villain today, you know.
Okay.
I knew I was going to be a little extra. I'm always like this. But anyway, and this is my hat, Intelligence is Gangster. You could get this at shop.doggydiamondstv.com because we have to change from being stupid. We got to let it be known. Then the gangsters are intelligent. Yeah,
exactly.
You have to be intelligent. It's okay to be intelligent. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm saying is that for you right now, yeah. See that? No, but intelligent is gangster. For maintenance with you, how tough is it?
You know,
because she was frizzing your hair over there. I seen it. I'm gonna put on blast.
Yes, yes.
She came.
Well, you need, first of all, especially with a woman, if you have a couple of interviews in one day, you know, you need to have your beautiful makeup artist. At least this way it'll last you throughout the day and you're not looking wrong. You have to look right. Your hair has to be done. You understand? You have your hat. Your hat is fly.
I got a haircut, though.
Right, so that's the same thing. So I have to get my hair done. The haircut is getting your hair done.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. I have some interviews where, look, man, it ain't gonna be the same all the time.
For
right?
yourself, you mean?
I don't care what they think, though, because when you see Brad Pitt walking down the street, he has full gray beard, and they don't hold him to a standard. I feel like it's different for women. No, I'm not talking about women. Let's not be Susan B. Anthony right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with Susan B.
All right, so you think if your hair wasn't right, your makeup wasn't right, dudes wouldn't still try to holler?
No, I never said that.
All right, so it's not different. Because sometimes you have to show that, listen, I woke up like this.
Yeah, you could
even
do that,
in
today I wasn't
so next
do that.
Time when I get an interview with Cassandra when she's in town, I'm going to hit Miss... I'm going to say Mary. We're not going to give her last name. And I'm going to say, look, I want to interview with Cassandra. No makeup.
Alicia Keys did it.
No, I'm not saying. I know that. Alicia Keys was kind of brave to do that, though.
That was awesome.
That was kind of brave. It wasn't awesome because she looked all right, but it was brave.
But to me,
it takes a lot of bravery. Right?
right.
It takes a lot of bravery. Right. So what is the maintenance like? Because reason why
it's
I'm
not a lot of maintenance.
Because when I'm asking you
My
this,
maintenance is making sure I eat.
Yeah, she had some rabbit food earlier. Reason why I'm saying this is because I think the stigma on women is that y'all too much maintenance as far as working with women. So I've worked with women before, and it's like, yo, listen, on the real, just throw some Brute under your arms and come outside, man. Like, you killing me right now.
Yeah, but then will the Brute girl be the one you take home to mama? No. So don't try it.
I ain't
taking
none of these bras home to mama.
Come on now. If men were, I just feel like, too, you say, oh, you have these women who get fake this and that. If men weren't longing for it, they wouldn't do it.
Because so I could give you the science of that, Miss Cassandra,
okay,
here.
Sure.
The issue is, and women out there, listen, we're going to be short, we're going to be brief, and we're going to be to the point. Most of the women who look like that are very nasty.
I can't. Right
You're not
now.
Nasty. Because you're being prude.
Yes.
You're right about your hair. You don't want to get your hair wet. When you go on vacation, you put them braids in your hair.
Yes, I do.
That's the problem. These chicks don't care. They with whatever. So that's why they go for that. So you have to find a way to be with whatever and still be elegant.
Okay, see, why don't you write a book?
I'm his. But I'm just saying, so I think that's the issue. Because it's like food. You eat with your eyes, right? So if it looks good, you want to eat it, right? But see, me, being who I am, I live vicariously through others. I don't want to eat that, because you could look at the menu. That don't mean you got to eat the food. That's my motto. But every man doesn't think like
that. That's a great motto.
Most men want quantity.
Yeah, but
they don't want quality. But then for every shiftless woman, there's some shiftless dudes too.
I was gonna say, all right.
And there's dudes who get in these chicks, you know what I'm saying, because they are attracted to money, stature, and all that other stuff, and the illusion. So that's what's happening.
But how long does it last, really?
It don't last at all.
Right.
You married?
Yes.
How long you been married?
For 9 years.
9 years. Whoa. That's dope.
Yeah.
I'm congratulating. Well, fucked it up for y'all. Put it out there. No more. No sending no more DMs. You know what I'm saying? And she looked like she'll deal with a type of dude that's either like a murderer or like a bodybuilder. I don't know. Just you don't seem like you'll deal with a dude that's like calm. Cause you a little top taller. You got on heels or something?
I got heels on.
Oh, I'm about to say, cause she was towering over. I'm like, yo, she's gonna be the next Wonder Woman.
I'm 5'5" and a half. So don't let the heels fool you. My heels probably like, what's that? About 5? Look at that heel.
Yeah, she that's very deceptive right there. That's not fair. So what type of, before you were married, what type of men do you
like? You said last question, like five questions ago.
We about to be out. Mary just want to eat and she's sleepy.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, we've been
Mary,
going.
You ate yesterday.
We've been going.
And not to add that you took, you know, for a while to get spruced up and all that.
Who, me? And yeah, I got spruced up because you were late.
No. What, I was a half hour late?
Okay. Half hour. So you add your half an hour to mine. Don't get me started.
We went NYC. And did you notice you don't take the train? Because, you know. The train be crowded at midnight now.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, see? But anyway.
Yeah, so you were late, so I was late back.
But, all right, I'm happy. I got my fingers crossed now, because ain't going to be no late back, so no going. But, no, I'm thankful, and I'm happy that you granted me this interview.
Thank you.
You were somebody who I, you know, growing up in the music industry, saw you, and I was like, oh, they dope. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I wish you all the success.
Thank you.
If your music, if I don't like it, I tell you.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? But I listen
that
to
music.
That
don't mean I'm going
to
listen.
No, but
I
listen to music with a different ear.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I think when you tell people to listen to your music, they think they have to judge it.
Yeah, but I need you to listen to my music. Yeah, and I don't want to hear this. You can't listen to it because you're in a car with a group of guys or whatever. Go someplace.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
And listen to my music.
I'm not listening to your music with a bunch of dudes, though.
No, because you're going to tell me, Cassandra, I couldn't listen to it because that was a love song and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear
none of that. I'm grown now. Right, we're a little different now. But love is cool.
Grown and sexy and listen to it and
don't put grown and sexy together. That don't go.
You can't be grown? Oh, you can be grown. I'll be sexy.
Yeah,
how about that? There you go.
Your shit is coming out. You're developing. You know, you learned a lot here. Yeah. So
it was a pleasure, though.
Give them your social media before.
My social media, again, is Facebook and IG is I Am Cassandra Lucas. And for Twitter, the one I couldn't remember was Cassandra of CF. See, I got it that time.
And I thank you for giving me this interview again, and we'll talk later. When you're in town, please make sure you hit me up.
Okay.
And we could do this again. They're going to laugh at this and have a good time.
Yes, because he crazy.
I'm his. Brooklyn, we out of here. Doggy Diamonds. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.